Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a clean old-school drum break, give it that rolling jungle swing, resample the whole thing, and turn it into a proper DJ-friendly DNB section inside Ableton Live 12. And the big idea here is this. We are not just making a loop sound retro. We're making it feel like a record, something with movement, attitude, and enough structure that a DJ could actually mix it in and out of another tune cleanly. That matters a lot in drum and bass, because a lot of modern loops can feel a little too static. Old school jungle and early DNB had this alive, chopped up, human feel. The groove breathed, the edits moved, the drums seemed to react to the track instead of just repeating forever. Resampling is how we capture that energy and turn it into something permanent. So let's build this from the ground up. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want classic old-school energy, 172 is a really nice sweet spot. Then set up a few tracks. One auto track for your source break, one MIDI track for chop drums, one auto track for resampling, one bass track, and optionally a return or extra auto track for atmospheric effects. Now choose a break with strong transients and a bit of natural room tone. Amen. Think. Apache-style breaks or any dusty funk break with a solid snare will work really well. Don't worry if the sample is a little messy. In fact, a bit of mess is part of the charm. On the break track, add utility if you need to tighten the stereo image and keep the low end under control. Then put EQ8 on there and gently high-pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear out useless rumble. That tiny cleanup gives you more room later for the kick, sub, and bass. Now let's get the break moving. Warp it if needed. But for this style you usually want beats mode with transient preservation, because it keeps the punch of the drums intact. If the break needs a tonal stretch, Complex Pro can work, but most of the time beats mode is the more natural choice for chop drum work. Next, open the groove pool and start adding a little swing. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to drag the groove way off the grid. You want that old-school push-pull where the hats and ghost notes feel like they're skipping over the beat. Try a swing amount around 55 to 62%, with a little timing offset and only a touch of random and velocity movement. If the break still feels too rigid, manually nudge some hats or ghost notes late by a few milliseconds. A really important point here, leave the snare solid. The snare is the anchor in jungle. If you overshift everything, the groove loses its backbone. So let the smaller hits breathe, but keep that backbeat feeling confident. To add some grit, put drum bus on the break group or bus. Use only a little drive. Keep boom low unless the sample needs it, and bring up transient just enough to add snap. You want punch, not overcooked distortion. Now we move into the fun part, slicing the break. Right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if you want maximum flexibility, or by 1/16 if the break is already pretty tight and you want a more grid-based feel. Ableton will drop the slices into a drum rack, and now you can start performing your own old-school pattern. The goal here is not to paste the original loop back together exactly. The goal is to create a playable jungle pattern with life in it. Focus on a strong backbeat snare, ghost notes before or after the snare, little hat flicks between the main hits, and the occasional double hit or stutter. A simple way to think about it is this. The kick sets the floor, the snare locks the body of the groove, and the smaller chopped bits give it personality. Put a ghost snare just before the backbeat sometimes. Add a tiny fill every 4 or 8 bars. Let some hits be louder and some softer. Velocity is a huge part of the feel in old-school DNB, so don't flatten everything into the same level. If you want to control the dynamics even more, drop an Ableton's Velocity MIDI effect before the drum rack. That can help tame the range or exaggerate it a little. But again, keep the human feel intact. Now comes the key move, resample the groove into audio. Create an audio track set to resampling, arm it, and record the drum performance in real time. This is more than just bouncing for convenience. This is where the pattern becomes a commitment. Once it's audio, you can treat it like a real break record. You can chop it, reverse parts of it, move slices by milliseconds, and create edits that would be hard to do in MIDI. This is also one of the best ways to reveal whether the groove is actually working. If something feels good in MIDI but weak when printed, that's valuable information. It usually means the timing, accents or spacing still need refinement. After recording, consolidate the best 2, 4 or 8 bars. Then start editing the printed audio. Slice out a few chunks, reverse a tail piece here and there, and keep at least 2 versions, one with more space and one with more density. That gives you options later when you build the arrangement. On the resampled audio, Use a Q8 if there's any harsh ringing, especially around 3 to 6 kHz on the snare. Add saturator for a bit of grit, maybe just a couple of dB. If you want that crunchy old jungle texture, you can use Redux very lightly, but don't overdo it. A little bit of downsampling can sound authentic. Too much can just turn everything into digital mush. And use auto filter to create movement if you want to open and close the energy over time. This is where resampling really shines, because now you can make one groove feel like a whole set of edits. You can reorder hits, create one-off variations, and build a drum part that feels more like a chopped record than a programmed loop. Now let's talk bass, because in DNB the bass has to answer the drums, not fight them. Build a bass with two layers. First, a sublayer. Keep it clean, simple, mono, and centered. A sine or triangle wave is perfect. Then add a mid-bass layer, like a Reese or a Detune saw texture, but keep it controlled. Use auto filter to shape the mids, and add a touch of saturator or overdrive for harmonics if needed. The sub should stay disciplined. No stereo widening. No messy movement. The mid-bass can have some character, but it should leave room for the kick and snare. If the low mid area starts getting cloudy, use a QA to carve some space, especially around 100 to 200 Hz or wherever the break is strongest. When writing the bass line, think in call and response. Let the bass answer the snare. Leave holes for drum edits. Make one bar denser, then make the next bar more open. In old school jungle, that contrast is part of the excitement. If the bass is too busy, it steals the spotlight from the break, and the whole thing loses its bounce. Now group your drums and bass separately and mix them against each other early. This is important. You want to think like a finished record, not like a rough loop. On the drum bus, use glue compressor gently. A 2:1 ratio, a moderate attack, and a fast or auto release is a good place to start. You only want a couple dB of gain reduction, just enough to hold things together. On the bass bus, keep the sub mono and make sure the low end isn't fighting the kick or snare. Do a quick mono check too. If the low end falls apart in mono, simplify it right away. Now let's turn this into something a DJ can actually use. A good old school DNB layout might look like this. 8 or 16 bars of intro, then a clear drop, then a switch up or breakdown, then another drop with variation, and finally an outro that lets a DJ mix out cleanly. For the intro, strip it back. Drums only, or drums with a filtered version of the break and maybe a little atmosphere. Use auto filter to slowly open the intro from a darker low pass shape into the full spectrum. Keep the bass out of the way at first. DJs need room to blend. Then bring in the drop, full break, sub, and mid bass. Make it feel strong. Let the groove hit with confidence. After that, create a switch up section. Thin the break a little. Drop out the kick for a moment. Bring in a fill, or use a short rewind style effect. This doesn't have to be huge. In jungle, even one small subtraction can make the next section feel way bigger. Then come back in for a second drop, but change something. Maybe a new chopped break variation, maybe a slightly different bass phrase, maybe a stronger fill. The point is to avoid just looping the same 8 bars forever. For the outro, do the opposite of the intro. Strip the bass first, keep the drums moving, and leave a clean enough rhythm section that a DJ can blend out of it. A good outro is not just a quieter version of the drop. It's a practical mixing tool. Now add movement with a few resampled effects. You can print a reversed cymbal swell, a chopped vocal stab, a snare fill with delay tail, or a filtered noise rise into the drop. Keep these short and functional. In this style, a simple filtered sweep often works better than a shiny modern riser. And here's a strong little teacher tip. Use resampling as a performance tool, not just a sound design trick. Try muting, unmuting, filtering, and dropping elements in real time while you record the resample. Some of the best jungle edits happen because the performer made a spontaneous move that felt slightly imperfect, but really musical. A few things to watch out for as you work. Don't overquantize the break. That kills the groove. Don't overprocess the drums before you resample, because you may erase the character you're trying to capture. Don't let the bass crowd the kick and snare. And definitely don't forget the DJ-friendly intro and outro, because a great loop that's hard to mix is still going to be limited in a real set. If you want to push things darker and heavier, try layering a quiet, crunchy ghost break under the main break. High pass it so it only adds texture. Saturate the mid bass, not the sub. Print both clean and dirty versions of the same groove and blend them. Even tiny reversed edits before a snare can add a lot of tension. And keep any atmospheric material dark and narrow so the low end stays focused. For your quick practice, try this. Make a 16-bar jungle phrase using one break, one resampled variation, a mono sub, a mid bass, and just a couple of FX clips. Start with a 4-bar groove, resample it, chop it into a second variation, add a simple bass response, then build an intro, a drop, a switch up, and an outro. Use one filter automation move from dark to full. That's it. Keep it focused. The goal is to make the groove feel like a mini DNB record, not just a loop. So to recap, build a swingy old school break, resample it early, then arrange it with clear DJ-friendly sections. Keep the swing human. Keep the sub mono, let the drums and bass answer each other, and use subtraction as much as addition. If you do that, your jungle and old school DNB ideas will start sounding like finished records, not just sketches. And that's the magic here. Once you start resampling like this, you're not just making beats anymore. You're shaping energy.